from KQED.
Throughout California and the West, wild horses and donkeys run free on public lands. They're protected by the Wild Horses and Burros Act of 1971. But some activists say the federal agency that manages the animals needs to better control the population. Reporter Caitlin Ash took a trip out to the California desert to investigate.
At the Ridgecrest Corrals in rural Kern County, 750 formerly wild horses and burros hang out eating hay on fenced-in patches of land. The corral is one of just two short-term holding facilities in California, where the Bureau of Land Management takes animals rounded up in Nevada, Arizona, and California. With his spurs jingling, corral manager Grant Lockie takes me to see a few dozen young horses.
These are just yearling fillies.
The fillies retreat as we enter, eyeing us suspiciously. We ignore them, and slowly the horses creep forward till they're nosing my pockets, looking for a treat.
They're curious.
They're very curious, and that's the thing, you know. If you let them, and then see their bubble, her bubble just shrunk. She decided, okay, she's not bad.
The horses are, in theory, awaiting adoption. The BLM pulls the animals off public lands when their numbers get too high, vaccinates them, and adopts them out for cheap. Driving around Ridgecrest, Branch Chief Robert Pavelic points to the China Lake Naval Station, where nuisance donkeys sometimes wander onto the runway.
Well, this is a Naval Air Weapons Station, and burros and F-18s don't really mix, so sometimes we are called to come gather them.
Pavelic says adoptions have dropped significantly in recent years, from about 8,000 to just 2,000 a year. So a lot of these animals end up staying in short-term corrals like this one for a while.
Simple economics. People will either feed their family or feed a horse, and a lot of them can't feed both.
As a result, the cost of keeping the animals is eating the majority of the BLM's horse and burro program budget. Pavelic estimates he spends $1.5 million a year just to feed the Ridgecrest animals. Meanwhile, out on the range, the horse population is doubling every 4 years.
We've got these horses that we can't do anything with. We are, for what it's worth, stuck with them. They're stuck with us. And in the meantime, we've got those horses out on the range that need to find a good home, too.
One obvious, though controversial, way to keep the numbers down is to kill them. While there are no horse slaughterhouses currently operating in the United States, a few are trying to open throughout the West amid intense local outcry. Animal rights activists say wild horses are still sold to foreign slaughterhouses, though the BLM denies the horses they pull off the range end up there. Instead, unadopted wild horses are sent to privately run long-term pastures and sanctuaries.
We're in a situation today where, one, there's more horses off the range being held in these pastures than are actually on the range, which is certainly not what the public expects from the Wild Horse and Burro program.
Guy Palmer directs the School of Global Animal Health at Washington State University. He also chairs the National Academy of Sciences Committee that reviewed the BLM's practices. They released a report this summer saying, among other things, that the status quo is not sustainable. Palmer says the problem has been building for decades and that it's finally reached a tipping point. The report urges the BLM to manage the herds with fertility treatments.
This is, you know, an independent scientific review, and they basically came out supporting everything we've been saying for all these years.
Denise Bobel is with the American Wild Horse Preservation Campaign. She's been fighting for years against controversial helicopter roundups and what she considers inhumane practices. Bobel and other activists want the BLM to use darts and other methods to administer birth control to the animals. The BLM's Robert Pavelic thinks more fertility control could work, but that won't take care of all the horses and burros in the corrals. To try to boost adoptions, the BLM has partnered with organizations like the Mustang Heritage Foundation that host events like Extreme Mustang Makeover, where trainers spruce up a horse, show it, and then auction it off. But until adoptions start picking up again, a lot of these horses will be hanging out in the short-term corrals for the foreseeable future. Pavelic hopes folks considering buying horses will opt for a wild one instead of a horse bred in captivity.
Maybe instead of buying a $3,000 quarter horse in Texas, maybe they'll come out to Ridgecrest and adopt a really good Mustang for 125.
The Bureau of Land Management released a statement saying it would take the committee's recommendations into account, but activists say the BLM is dragging its feet. Meantime, Pavelic says he's not expecting any more roundups this fall unless there's an emergency out on the range. For the California Report, I'm Caitlin Esch in Ridgecrest.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. You can always find us at californiareport.org. You can see what music we played and listen to past stories. And why not like us at facebook.com/thecaliforniareport. Our technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer. The online team includes David Weir, Don Clyde, and David Marks. Our interns are Jenny Simone and Nicholas Arce. The editorial team includes Victoria Maleon, Polly Stryker, Sarah Bond, Ingrid Becker, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, expanding opportunity for the people of California and supporting the California Report since its premiere in 1995. And the Wesley Foundation, improving the lives of California's children.